This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. Hello. Yeah, thanks for having me on the podcast. This is going to be pretty triggering for some, but honestly, it kind of pisses me off when people want to be triggered from my trauma. Like, it was my trauma. I should be triggered by it, right? But, you know, I do have to give that warning, I guess, that this is very triggering. Something very traumatic happened to me when I was a child, and I'm going to tell my story. And also tell you how it has shaped my life. So when I was just 6 years old, I was rounding out my kindergarten year. I was at a local playground, you know, just being a sweet kid playing on the playground. And I guess I should say too that I grew up in a very loving childhood home. I had great parents. You know, nothing had happened to me in my past so far as a kid at 6 years old. It's not like my parents were not paying attention to me. It was just a different time when, you know, as kids, you could go on the playground without your parents and it was fine. It was a different world back then. So I actually ended up getting kidnapped on a particular day on the playground. It was a summer day. And it was a group of men, pedophiles, and not just your child fondling, molesting pedophiles. These were very, very brutal pedophiles. They kidnapped me, and I remember just about everything. For a while there, I didn't remember much, you know, because that's what the mind does. It protects itself and tries to erase traumatic things. But through therapy, has helped me relive the situation that happened to me. And so, yeah, I do remember everything. And by the way, I guess it's a spoiler alert, they were not ever captured by the law. So, you know, I believe that they are out there doing this still to this day. But anyways, they held me in what I think was a basement. It was very dark. There was one little window and it was very dirty. There was a mattress on the ground. And I remember it smelling terrible. It smelled like pee and just grossness. And they chained me down to this dirty mattress. And I remember immediately this group of men surrounding me. And they started taking off their clothes. And at that point, you know, I was 6 years old, so I had no idea what dicks look like, you know. So I remember seeing their dicks firstly, and it just was shocking. I didn't know what I was looking at. And I was also confused why they were hurting me, you know, why they were... When they were holding my arms down, it was in a way that hurt. And immediately they ripped off the little dress I was wearing And I had so many hands on me, groping me and touching me in places I had never been touched before. And it was just very confusing, right? Because, again, I was 6 years old, innocent, you know, immature. I cared about Barbies. clowns were scary, you know, like I was so sheltered, as many 6 year olds. And I remember all the men talking about me, saying how pretty I was. And I remember thinking that I thought that was very nice, because as a 6 year old girl, any age girl, really, you like being told that you're pretty. And it reminded me of my father. I loved when my father told me I was pretty and made me feel like a princess, right? So it was very confusing that these men were hurting me, but then telling me how pretty I was. And then right away, I remember one of their big cocks, you know, traveling down towards my face. I remember watching it getting closer and closer, thinking, what is he going to do with that thing? And he shoved it in my mouth, and I fought because his dick looked very scary at that age. And that's when they started getting rougher. They started slapping me and yelling at me and making threats that if I wasn't a good girl, that they would have to really hurt me. They would make me bleed and make it so I would never see my mom and dad again. And so I knew I had to be a good girl. I wanted to see my mom and dad again. And so I tried again. The man came back to my mouth and shoved his dick inside of there, and I remember hating it. I hated the way it tasted. I could barely get my mouth around it. And I still fought back, even though I didn't want to. And I remember thinking, I don't want to fight back because I want to see my mommy and daddy again. But, you know, your body does this fight or flight thing. And at that point, I wanted to fight, you know, especially when you're being like gagged and choked. Your immediate instinct is to get it out of your mouth, right? To gag it up. And so the more I gagged and tried to get away from his violating cock, the rougher they got. And so I believe that day that they kidnapped me, this gang of men raped me. I think it was overnight because I remember the sun coming up and not going to sleep that night. And it's pretty shocking, right? If you think about a 6 year old being gang raped, you know, how at that age, it's very normal for a 6 year old to take a nap from just a normal day. And here I was, a sex object at 6 years old. And I was raped for most of the day, overnight. And I was covered in so much fluid. I remember that my hair was coated in there. And at the age of six, in my mind, I thought it was just their gooey stuff, is what I called it in my mind. But then I learned the vocabulary through the men. They would talk about, you know, when they would get really rough, they would always say, I'm about to come. And then I finally put it together that the stuff that they made out of their dicks was cum. And I knew that I had to really bear tight whenever they were about to come, because that's when they got very aggressive and rough. And so anyways, I remember just being, their cum was everywhere. And I hated the smell. I hated what it tasted like. I didn't like it on my skin because it dried up and made my skin feel dry. And it was in my hair. I was covered in my own sweat. I'm pretty sure that some of them peed on me. I remember peeing myself. I remember that very well because they made fun of me. After a while of being raped and their big adult cocks just pushing and forcing themselves inside my tiny baby cunt, I don't know. I guess I would think that they were just pushing my bladder. Maybe it was fear pee or something. But the first time I did it, they all laughed. And the man raping my little cunt actually went harder. He liked it. He said, "Pee for me again, little girl," and started pushing even harder inside my little cunt. And I wanted to pee for him because I wanted him to stop raping me that hard, but I couldn't. But I definitely peed a lot more without trying, because every time it happened, the men, they all got very excited. And there was even one man that would make everyone get off of me, and he would just suck on my little cunt, just sucking on it every time I peed. And that was very confusing for a little girl, is why was he wanting to suck my pee from my little slit, you know? But another thing I learned that day, you know, was that men were very aggressive, and that men like to put their dicks inside every hole that they could. Because, you know, as a little kid, you get some sort of weird ideas about what sex is. And so I knew that it had something to do with our private parts, but, you know, I didn't know anything about it. But I definitely did not know that as, you know, as a six-year-old girl, I did not know that men put their dicks inside of buttholes. And I was very grossed out by that, right? Because I was such a young girl, and that was the place where I did my private business. That was very dirty and private. But I learned that the men really, really liked my little butthole. They licked it. They fingered it. They fucked it with their dicks. And it, you know, I remember my little cunny feeling very, very sore. It was very painful to be raped at that age. I can only remember, you know, the vaginal rape as it was a burning sensation. You know, especially the first couple hours, I guess, whenever my little child virginal hole was unused, it burned a lot the more it stretched. I believe they, and I only know because I remember the men saying that they liked how it got bloody. There wasn't a lot of blood, but they liked my virginal blood. I remember that. And of course, at that age, I had no idea what they were talking about. But when it came to my anal rape, I want to say that it almost hurt even worse. And I believe, now that I'm an adult now, I don't remember these men having lubrication. I remember them spitting on my little butthole. And I think that's the only lube that they used. And so if you know anything about anal, you know how painful it is when you're not lubricated. And I feel like the men really raped me harder in my ass. And my guess is that my six-year-old pussy was, it was so small, it was hard to fuck too roughly, right? You know, there was an end to it. It was shallow, where my little asshole wasn't. And so they really brutally pounded my little asshole a lot. I believe at one point they even mentioned, and at the time I had no idea what they were talking about, but, you know, as an adult, I start understanding what everything meant. And I heard them talk a lot about prolapse and how it was so close and how it was gaped and it was so sexy, how bloody and bruised it was and raw. And I remember them looking inside my holes too, you know, after they would rape them, and just inspecting how stretched and abused they were. I remember one specific man. He was a very dark-skinned man, a black man, and after he was done brutally pounding my little asshole, he spread my legs open very widely and spread my little butt cheeks open and told all the men to come look as he put his tongue down my little asshole, telling them, look inside a child's ass. And they were all impressed at what they could see. I was so curious what they were seeing, you know? And so the next day, I remember they all left and I was completely numb and, you know, in pain, confused, tired. I was so tired. I was so hungry. And I slept. And I don't know how long I slept, but I didn't feel like it was very long. And they came in again, the same men. And this time, or maybe it was their last time, I just don't remember. But they told me to smile for cameras. And I saw a tripod, you know, right before the mattress I was laying on. And I got scared because it's really fucked up what your mind does in these non-consensual traumatic events. Because in my mind, I remember being raped. And I remember seeing that video camera. And I thought, I hope my mommy and daddy don't see this. I didn't want my mom and dad. It's like I knew even at that age that what those men were doing to me, they shouldn't see. And so anyways, they raped me for the next 2 days. I was there 3 days total. And there wasn't much time where I wasn't raped. And the second day and the third day, I remember them saying how much better and how much looser my fuckholes were and how much enjoyable my raped child holes felt. And they would make me do just vile things. They made me lick their buttholes. They made me take all of their cum. I couldn't even count how many loads that I swallowed that in those 3 days. They made me ride their dicks. And when I really didn't want to, I really didn't like that. Because when I was laying down or on my belly, I would close my eyes and think about my parents or think about something happy like puppies or unicorns. But when I had to get on top, I had to look at them. They made me look at them and they made me move, right? I had to move my body. And so I couldn't escape. I had to ride their cocks. It almost felt like I had to rape myself. And that second day was a day full of double penetration. Yes, double penetration on a six-year-old. I spent most of the day straddled on top of one of the men while another one came up behind me and stuffed my little asshole. And I believe that I passed out that day, because if you think about it, that's a lot of stimulation for a little girl, a lot of stretching, a lot of stuffing. And I remember, I'm pretty sure I passed out, because I remember like waking up from a nap, but I was on top of a man, and there was a man behind me, and there was a cock inside my mouth, and I was very confused, you know, how I had gotten in that situation. But they just brutally raped me for days upon days. No shower, no food, just water and cum. All of their cum. I can still smell their cum. I can still taste their cum. It's something that you never forget. And after that third day, I thought, you know, at that point on the third day, you know, before I move on, that third day was very interesting when I look back, because I remember laying there, taking their cocks, having one forced inside of my mouth, thinking to myself that they might get rid of me. You know, I might die. And I felt very numb. I was no longer scared. I definitely no longer fought. I just took it. And I don't want to say I enjoyed it, but I learned how to mentally escape. I learned how to take dick at 6 years old. I learned how to take it like a good girl. They liked when I was a good girl. Because when I laid there and took it, they liked that. They would tell me I was a good girl, and I wanted to be a good girl. So I was very surprised on the third day when they returned me back to the playground. They dumped me very early in the morning. I remember being very cold. They gave me a towel, and I was completely nude, because I had ripped my clothes apart. And they put the towel over my shoulders and then ran off. And I didn't know what to do. I just sat there at the playground until an adult found me and took me home. And yeah, I spent a lot of years in therapy. I had a very, let's say my childhood was like a roller coaster. When I got home, my parents were very careful with me. You know, they doted on me, and it felt weird, you know, because like I said, I didn't want them to know all the details. I didn't want them to even know what happened to me, because I knew it was dirty. I knew it was something that would upset them. But a weird thing happened, you know, after I got settled back into my regular routine, not being raped. I would lay in my bed at night, and I would see my rapist face. And I would get those feelings again. I feel those burning feelings between my legs. I would almost even smell their cocks and their cum. I would almost see, because there were times when they would push my little head down and make me look at the penetration. They wanted me to see my little cunny getting raped. And so that image would just keep me up at night. And a really fucked up thing happened. And this was just weeks after returning home, being safe. I found phallic objects around my house, a hairbrush, a little like wand that I had that was a little toy. And I would fill my little pussy up and fall asleep finally, because I would be up all night, you know, just my mind flooded with those images and those memories, and nothing would satisfy or pacify me unless I was penetrated. And my parents found out I was doing this and got very mad. And I remember being so confused, you know, but they were so mad. And my mom would cry a lot. And, you know, I don't want to say that I was masturbating, but I was masturbating. And I don't want to say that I was masturbating because I was turned on by a little, like as a little girl, but because I did hate it. I hated every moment of my gang rape. But I couldn't help but act out afterwards. Like I was seeking out the abuse, craving that full feeling, craving being treated like a rape doll, for lack of better words, and some very interesting things happened. I guess I'll put it that way. I became a little obsessed with cock dicks. I wanted them again. And it was very confusing because, like I said, I hated my rapist cocks. But there was this compulsion inside of me. And it was so strong that I woke my father up one night. I was up all night. I was probably delirious from lack of sleep. And I was just wanting dick. I wanted it in my hands. I wanted to feel it. I wanted to smell it. And so I went into my mom and dad's room, and I thought if I was just careful enough, I would get away with it. I pulled my father's blankets down, and my father just wore these like pajama pants, very loose. And that's all he wore. And so I just barely pulled his pants down to reveal his cock and just held it in my hand, smelled it. He eventually woke up and was very alarmed. He got on to me. He actually took me into my bedroom and spanked me, but little does he know that that didn't help. That made it worse, because the next day, while my mom was at the grocery store, my little six-year-old self, and again, this was just a couple months after my rape, my dad was in the living room, and I pretty much tried to seduce him. I just, without words, I went up to him, and I got on my knees and tried to take his cock out. I wanted my father to rape me because there's something inside of me and wanted that feeling again and wanted to be abused You know, I wanted to be penetrated, to feel that burning sensation. My dad didn't. My dad was a good dad. But I will say, and he would be mad at me for saying this, that day when my mom was at home and that night in the bed, his dick was hard, but he didn't take to my advances. I acted out at school. I sucked a lot of my schoolmates' little dicks, but it wasn't the same. It wasn't the same because they weren't veiny and big like my rapist cock or my dad's cock. They were tiny. And even though it was nice, it still didn't satisfy. So I tried the same with some of my male teachers, and I got in trouble for that. I couldn't find an adult that would rape me. I was so frustrated. And so I let some time go by. Every night, I would fall asleep to something inserted inside of my vagina. That's what got me by. But I would go to the same park, different parks, and try to seduce perverts. Because I thought, okay, so my dad and my teachers, they're good guys. They're not rapists. I need to find terrible men, right? Terrible men that want to hurt children. And I would try to seduce perverts in the park. And I was successful a few times, but usually it was just molesting, and they weren't rough enough. Because even when I was 6 years old and 7 and 8, because I did this all through my childhood, I derived excitement and pleasure from the danger of being used and hurt sexually. I tried my best to replay out my rape. And, you know, I got a few kitty molesters at the park, but again, it just wasn't that exciting. And I'd politely ask them in my little innocent voice, can you please rape me, mister? You know, can you please slap me and whatever? And they never would. They would just want to fondle my little body. And it just was very frustrating. But, you know, the childhood stuff, once I got into high school, I was there's no other words for it. I was a slut. I was still chasing. And I still do to this day as an adult woman. But something that really changed my life was I started becoming obsessed with that camera that was in that room. And I believe I was in middle school, and I remembered that camera, and I got this idea. I thought, I can see if I can find that video, and that'll be how I satisfy the urges inside of me. You know, I can relive my rape and see what I look like being gang raped. You know, what my immature body look like being stuffed with dick. What my baby cunt look like, all swollen and bloody. I wanted to see what those men saw. And so, in high school, I found the right people, you know, guys at school that were good at the internet, if you will, and asked them, you know, how do you get child porn? And luckily, I found this guy that was in high school and a complete fucking pervert. And he showed me how to access the dark web. And I started looking for my videos. Well, this kind of turned into a child porn addiction, because, you know, I was looking for myself, but then I would get stuck watching other videos of other abused little girls, and I would get off to it. And then it's just turned into, I don't even think I'll ever find my video, but I pretend like I'm still looking for it. That's what I tell myself the more I watch child porn. I still hope that I'll find that video of my little six-year-old body completely abused and raped and double penetrated. I've yet to find a child porn video of a six-year-old double penetrated. I'm still obsessed with it. I'm fucked up in the way that it's hot to me to think about my little immature body double penetrated. It's like I want to see my hairless six-year-old body covered in piss, cum, and sweat, and streaks of blood from my little baby cunt getting stretched and abused. So yeah, I'll find that video one day and I'll keep it very, very close to me. And maybe try to find one of those faces and hunt them down, and not to hurt them. You know, I'm not one of those traumatized women that wants to murder her rapist. I want them to rape me again. Or maybe find another one so I can watch them rape her.